Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Cemeteries are already considered potentially haunted places to visit during the Halloween season. And this weekend, spirits at Forest Home Cemetery will be coming alive to share their dead reckonings. For the third year, the cemetery will become a stage for professional actors to bring the stories of those laid to rest at Forest Home to life. Notable Milwaukeeans will guide you through stops in the cemetery to learn about the journeys of some of the historical figures buried there. To learn more about Spirits of the Silent City Dead Reckoning, I'm joined by Forest Home Preservation Association Executive Director Sarah Tomlin and one of her special residents. Sarah, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here again.
So do you want to share with us what Spirits of the Silent City is all about?
Oh, so we really wanted to bring alive the residents of Forest Home Cemetery because their stories are so compelling and amazing. And we wanted to do it in a way that was entertaining. So we partnered with Caper Company, which is a theater company, and we have about over 20 actors portraying our spirits of the Silent City over two weekends in October. And if you're into something that's spooky, a little spooky, not terribly frightening.
Informative.
But definitely entertaining and definitely for people who like history and want to know more about Milwaukee, this is the thing to go to see.
Yeah, it's very fun and interactive and being able to walk through the cemetery at night, visiting these residents, so to speak, and learning more about what they did to make a mark and, you know, have such a big family plot. We do have a spirit joining us outside of her family's plot, Lenore Cocker. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Now, Spirits of the Silent City, as Sarah said, is all about introducing people to some of the notable people buried at Forest Home. And I understand it's your public service to animals that makes you notable, correct?
I did do public service to animals. Animals have been the drive of my life. Even when I was a child, I could go up to a wounded bird and pick it up without a flutter, and it was all fine. So I had my own money, luckily, and I'd been through finishing school, and I graduated from Wesley. So I had some accomplishments, and I turned my focus to animals.
And it was great that you were able to establish your own self and your own work, especially during a time when women especially were most known for their family's accomplishments, right?
Correct. Correct. Well, I chose not to get married, and I had the luxury because I had my own money. And I used it to take care of animals. And I had the first sanctuary for animals in Milwaukee. And I also had a sanctuary for horses in my farm at Maquonago when the fire department went to engined trucks. The poor animals were retired, but I gave them a good life.
So as you mentioned, you've always been drawn to animals, but was there a moment that inspired you to get involved officially with the city, not just taking in stray birds in your backyard?
Oh, there was a little boy. I was at Lake Park at the time. It had just been recently built. It was just beautiful. And this little boy, Knickers, marched up to a policeman and demanded that he arrest the dog catcher. I was at first amused, and then I thought, no, I'm kind of inspired by the courage of this little boy. And I went before the Milwaukee Common Council and asked them to fire the dog catcher as well and instead have me replace the dog catcher. And I paid for it all.
Well, and you offered your own home and barn to shelter animals until the owners could claim them. What did that look like? Can you paint a picture for us?
The barn was mostly just kind of crated areas, lots of hay. The animals were expected to get along. If they didn't, well, we dealt with them separately. Anyway, and the house, well, let's see. There was dogs in the dining room. The kitchen we kept clean. Some of the rooms upstairs. And, of course, the scullery in the basement. We could house other animals there. And we spread them throughout the house.
You continued to build up your services to eventually support over 120,000 animals by 1929. And I assume the city was pleased with the job you did because you had to rely on the Common Council for help following the financial crash, right? How did your services continue despite the hard financial times?
Well, the financial crash left me broke. The city came through. They gave me a maintenance fund of $1,800, and eventually it went to $8,000. The city paid well, and they were very happy with our services. In fact, it was a catchphrase at the time. If somebody found a stray, they'd say, telephone Miss Cocker.
Now, you get to speak to the living on special occasions such as Spirits of the Silent City. Are you proud to share what has become your legacy?
I am. I had a job. I had a career. I didn't expect to when I was at finishing school. But, you know, it fed me the rest of my life. And people knew who I was.
Well, and many more Milwaukeeans will continue to know who you are. Sarah, are there any other notable spirits you want to give a little teaser for?
Oh, yes, of course. So the way we do it is that we have spirit guides, and each tour group gets a spirit guide that then takes them into the cemetery to meet other spirits. So some of our notable spirit guides this year is Arthur Davidson, who started Harley Davidson. We have Lewis Hughes, who is Wisconsin's first Black author. And we have Beulah Brinton. So those are just a few of the people that you'll meet. And you've ever wondered, who is Beulah Brinton? Well, you'll have to come and find out.
Perfect.
And the opportunity to see the beautiful statuary at night, led by someone who's got a flashlight. Oh, it's spooky and it's fabulous.
Well, thank you, Lenore, for giving us a little taste of what to expect at Forest Home. And thank you, Sarah, for joining us as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sarah Tomlin is the executive director of the Forest Home Preservation Association, and Deborah Clifton is an actor who channeled the late Lenore Cocker for Forest Home's Spirits of the Silent City. Tours are at the cemetery this weekend on October 18th and 19th, and you can hear Lenore Cocker's monologue performed by Clifton and find more information at wuwm.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.